This cute librarian elf girl can show you where the grimoires of forbidden sex magic are kept. Script by Ravisher Girl. Performed by Kitten Vox. This audio is intended for adults 18 and over. If you're not 18, turn it off now. Oh, hello. I didn't see you there, beautiful human. Looking for a book? You're only just in time. I just reset the magical seal on the door to the arcane library. But don't worry, I'll let you out once you've found your book. I can't send you home without a book. My, how you're looking at me. It's the ears, isn't it? Elegantly pointed, sweetly curved, and adorned with silver jewelry. It's all right. You can stare. I'm rather fond of my ears, too. They're a little red right now. I'm blushing. I'm the only elf girl in the arcane library. The other librarians are human. And they've all gone home. There's just me, closing up shop. All alone in this vast library, where all the books that have ever been written are stacked and shelved, arranged in pyramids and towers and staircases. Ah, so many books. Oh, no, I'm serious. All the books. The library is much bigger than you think. Lots of concealed rooms. Oh, maybe it's the glasses you're looking at. You've probably never seen a cute, bosomy elf woman wearing a pair of eyeglasses before. No, they're not cosmetic. They're real. I really have burned out my eyes pretty badly. 493 years of working in a library will do that, even to an elf girl. And I really like to read. And I really like these glasses. I had a warlock make them for me. He'd kept some of the forbidden texts in his lab for centuries, and you would not believe the library finds he'd racked up. I forgave them all in return for these beautiful spectacles with lenses of enchanted crystal. They magnify, they light up a text for my eyes after dark, and they give me X-ray vision. No, don't worry. I'm not abusing it right now. I am totally not checking you out and seeing how gorgeous you look under your clothes, sexy human. Oh, and these glasses also let me read people. I can see auras when I have them on. Yours is burning red right now. You're like this torch fire of passion. I wonder if you're like that every time you talk to a pretty girl. Or if it's just this librarian elf girl with the eyeglasses and the really sexy tits who does that to you. So, how can I help you, lovely human? We'll have to be quick. The lights will shut off automatically in a while. Ah, you want to see the forbidden lore. May I see your credentials? We have that room locked down pretty tight. Oh, you're an apprentice mage! Oh, well, that's okay then. As long as you don't ask to see the scrolls for summoning elder gods, you're good. It's a little bit of a walk. The grimoires and spellbooks aren't exactly on display to the general public. But come with me. I'll get you there. Right this way. Oh, sexy human. You're staring again. You like watching my body move in this tight dress, don't you? Well, I have a confession to make. This isn't quite the usual librarian outfit. I do like to tease the beautiful humans. Can you blame me? You're all so passionate and lusty and glowing with life. I suppose it's because you're mortal and haven't any time to waste. For you, life is like a lover for the night. You have to fuck her hard and make her squeal for you. Make her give you every bit of pleasure she can. Oh, I love mortals. So it's all right. I don't mind if you watch my ass sway in this tight skirt, or if you get a glimpse of my warm, soft elven tits. I left a top few buttons undone, just for cute humans like you to get a little peek. You like my smooth, elegant legs too, don't you? The other elves think I'm silly for wearing heels. They call it a primitive human custom. And I have seen how these heels torture human girls. But I'm not human. I'm an elf woman. Delicate and graceful and gorgeous as an ocean sunrise. And I can spin like a dancer. Watch. See? You'd be amazed what my legs can do, mortal. You are beautiful. Maybe after you find your book, Beautiful Human, we might walk over together to the Treetop Cafe, and you can give me something to eat. I might like that. Being given something to eat. What do you humans call it? A date? Would you like to date me, human? You're really cute. I wouldn't mind at all. Good. That's all settled. I really like how you kiss, and I love how you taste. Maybe I can taste more of you later. Maybe. Oh, and I like being pressed to you like this, too. You feel so good. So warm and so good. Feel my hands gentle on your body. My lips soft on your cheek. Hold me close and kiss me again, beautiful human. Kiss me again. I want to make sure that kiss was as sweet and sensual as I thought it was. A second kiss. Just to make sure. You should definitely date me. Okay, now, let's find your book. Ah, here we are. Don't worry, that scary lock with all the chains will respond to the caress of my fingers. I'm authorized. There we go. Come inside, human. Not many people ever come back here. I do sometimes. Here. Breathe in the scent of this place. All those books. That's the sexiest smell in the whole world. A cute librarian elf girl could come just from that smell. I know this archive looks to be quite a maze, but I imagine you won't get lost, magic user. Volumes on Battlecraft to the left. Sex magic is to the right. Oh, you're surprised there are so many volumes of sex magic. Don't be. Wizards are very kinky. To say nothing of witches. Here, look. This one's one of my favorites. Here's a spell for making invisible fingers pinch and milk your lover's nipples while your hands are busy elsewhere. Very useful. Oh, and here's a spell of opening and comfort. It's a really sweet, gentle spell for use with a lover who's had a past filled with nightmares and who wants to surrender in her lover's arms, but is frightened and doesn't find it easy to relax her body. Here's one for, well, cock enhancement. Not that you humans have any trouble with that. I mean, have you seen your cocks? Oh, you guys are big. You could split a cute little elf girl in half.
Oh.
Let's see. Ah, here we are. The spell for relentless, inescapable, cascading orgasms. Did you know a female body can survive 400 orgasms in a single night? Her mind won't survive it, though. That happened to the Princess of Aloria when she was kidnapped by the Necromantic Guild during the 95th century. Her orgasms fueled their magic to raise an army of the dead. Such a waste. The spell is meant to be used carefully on a willing lover. There's your lover sweating beneath you on her bed, and you whisper this spell in her ear, with her consent, and you give her dozens and dozens of orgasms while she writhes and moans, her soft pussy clinching and spasming with pleasure, her nails digging into your arms, her body hot and arced and wild with passion, until you've made her a sobbing, soaked, wet little mess in your arms. Oof, it's getting hot in here, isn't it? Oh, look at me, all flustered and sweaty. My elf ears are twitching as I blush. I better just undo another button. There we go. Let these tits breathe a little. Oof. All right. Ah, here's a spell of binding. Look. Oh, you've taken the book. You must be more interested than I thought. Is it the bondage that turns you on? Is that what you like? Do you like to tie a girl up? Capture a sweet, unsuspecting little elf girl and bind her to your bed, with her legs open and eager. Leave her helpless and squirming. Oh, wait! Don't read the spell aloud, mortal! Wait! Wait! You've caught the tentacles out of the floor! Did you mean to do this? And they've got me, my wrists, my ankles, my legs, my arms! Oh, dear! Oh! So slimy and wet and strong. Okay, I'm on the floor, on my back, with warm, slick tentacles coiling around my calves. Oh, pulling my legs open. At least these ancient silk carpets are soft against my arse and shoulders. That's something. Okay, wow. These tentacles are really holding me. Well, here I am, tied tightly by tentacles, completely helpless. Yes, I'm blushing too, but not because I have ever tried the spell on myself late at night when the library is closed. Of course not, for any reason like that, but since you're the one who cast this spell, you're the only one who'll be able to release me this time. Oh, these tentacles are holding me tight. They've got my arms wrapped up behind me and my legs spread, which is frightfully embarrassing, because my skirt's hiked up and you can see my red satin panties. Oh, my. Oh, my. Well, you'll just have to whisper the word in the ancient language for unbinding. You'll find it on the next page. Please? Wait! Wait, no, that's not the one! That's not the word for unbinding, that's... That's the word for undressing me, mortal! These tentacles ripped open all of my buttons! And my bra! Oh, my luscious elven tits are completely naked! Oh, this is terrible! Oh! Oh! Oh, those tentacles are wrapping around my tits! I'm squeezing them and lifting them. This spell was written by a male sorcerer, clearly. Apparently, these tentacles think that my tits need to be bound too, not just my limbs. Must be a hentai thing. Oh, wow, well, that actually feels really good. Embarrassingly good. Oh, these tentacles just pulse and grip and squeeze my tits. Oh, they're milking my tits. Mortal, if you don't free me soon, lovely mage, you're going to see a huge damp spot on my panties. Oh, no, don't repeat that spell. Wait! Oh, damn it. There go my panties. Torn right off of me. I liked those panties. Well, I guess you don't have to worry about seeing a damp spot on them. Oh, but now I'm dripping down my thighs. You can even see the soft, silky hair between my thighs and my gentle lips. My warm, elven pussy glistening with nectar. And my nipples hard and round as little berries. Oh, wow. I'm really wet. You realize I hadn't planned to show you my soaked little cunt until after our date. Oh, boy. Okay, maybe the spell for unbinding me now, please? Oh, yes, thank you. Just say the spell. Oh, no, no, wait, not that one. Oh, no, no, no! Oh, no. Now there's a tentacle pressing its oozy, slimy tip against my tight little rosebud. Oh, my goddess, that tentacle is slick. Oh, no. Oh, really, human? You couldn't tell that anal penetratus was the wrong spell? You really couldn't tell? No, goddess. I think it's going to slip inside of me. In my arse. Oh, shit. not going to be good. I am way too tight for this, and... like rabbits. Oh, I can't. Oh no, it's thrusting. Oh, it's slow and gentle. Oh, so that's something. But it's really thick. Oh, I'd like to have a word with that anti-mage who wrote this spell. I thrust this tentacle into his ass. Fuck! Wow. Okay. So, wow. This is... Oh, this is making my tits bounce sweetly, isn't it? Oh, yes, I can see how turned on you are. I lied. I really have been watching you under your clothes. Sorry. Oh, you're just so fucking hot. I couldn't help it. And seeing me all tied up and getting ass-fucked by a slimy, engorged tentacle... And seeing my pointed elven nipples pucker like they're begging for your mouth. Oh, this is really getting you excited. Oh, that thing is deep. And oh, it's moving faster. Oh, shit. Okay, just maybe the spell of unbinding me now, please. I can't get my arms free at all. I am captive and so fucked. So, the spell to release me. I know it's somewhere on that page. I know it is. Not that I've used this spell 30 or 40 times before, but... if you just look a little harder... Harder! I know you'll find it. Oh, you'd rather fondle my tits. Okay. You can do that. You can do that, human, for a moment. Oh, my goddess, I'm wet. Nectar running down my legs. Oh, I'm fogging up my eyeglasses. Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, yes. Yes, play with my tits. Oh, wow. Wow. Your hands are so gentle and warm and wonderful. Kissing my nipples. Licking them. Human, is that a good idea? I might come, and this is a library! Oh, seriously! The library! I shouldn't scream in the library! you shouldn't just scream in the library. Oh, holy Asha! You're sucking my nipples. Oh, human. Oh, fuck. Your mouth feels so good. Please. Too much. And your fingers on my clit. My pussy. Oh, fuck. With a tentacle fucking my ass. I can't hold on. I won't come. Yes, I've got this. I'm a professional, sweet, good librarian elf girl. I don't come in front of patrons. Not even when a hot human is sucking my nipple. I don't. Oh, your fingers feel really, really good, caressing me, mortal. Oh, mortal. Oh, you beautiful, beautiful human, please. Please, I need more. I need more. Another spell? Okay. Yay. Oh, the slimy tentacle is around my throat. Okay, yes, I am just a little bit into this. Yes, so my cunt is pulsing. Oh, shit. Yes, I am a very kinky librarian elf girl. I was planning to show you. Oh, my goddess. How kinky I am after having coffee and a meal and a date and oh, fuck. Oh, my ass is so full and my pussy is so tight right now. Oh, screw the date. Screw the fucking coffee date. I'm yours. I'm all yours. Oh, my goddess, I am so, so tight. Kiss and suckle my nipples. And kiss me and put something in me. Put something in me. Your cock. Please, goddess, please. I need your cock. I need your cock. I need you. I need you. I need you. If I don't get your cock inside of me right now, I will just die. Oh, human, please. Please fuck your hot, squirming little elf girl. Please. Yes, fuck, yes. That's my spot, right there. Oh, that's the spot. Oh, yes, shove that cock into me. Fuck me with that cock. Fuck me with that cock. Fuck my pussy. Oh, you hot human male. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Feel me lift my hips. Oh, I love your cock. I love it. I love it so much. Oh, fuck my wet pussy. Fuck my wet pussy. Do you feel me grip you so tight? I am your tight, helpless elf girl. Kiss me, please. Please put your mouth on mine. Oh, you feel so good. You feel so good. You amazing human. No, I've never been this wet. Never. Oh, I'm going to come. I'm going to come on your cock. I'm going to squeeze your cock. Please make me come. Oh, make me come. Oh, my goddess. Oh, you are amazing. Oh, my goddess. Please. No. Oh, my back is arching. My tits lifted to your mouth. This tentacle is so thick in my arse and you. Oh, what you're doing to my pussy. Oh, I'm going to come so hard. Oh, I'm going to be loud. I'm going to scream again, but not the library. You're making me squeal in the library. Oh, I can't. I can't. There's a spell. There's a spell. Yes, that one. That one. It'll thrust the tentacle into my mouth. It will fuck my mouth and it'll keep me quiet. It'll keep me quiet in the library and I'll come. Oh, my goddess. Come with me. Come with me. Come in me. Please come with me. Fuck your elf girl. Please. You beautiful man. Fog up my glasses. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Lover. Oh, and I'm soaked. And the lights are out. The library's dark. I can feel your body on top of me. So warm. And all these tentacles holding me captive for your pleasure. I think my jaw's going to be a little sore from the face fucking that tentacle gave me. When you cast a sex spell, you don't stop halfway, do you? Oh, how you made me come and come and come. Oh, human. Oh, human, you are so, so hot. Feel my pussy clenching. Little aftershocks. Oh, mortal, you just destroyed me, human mage. No, oh, goddess. Fuck. Wow. Oh, keep kissing me. Gorgeous human. Don't ever stop kissing me. Yes, my breasts are perfect for your hands. Oh, touch me. Touch me. We still haven't found your book. Well, I can still see. Night vision glasses. They're still a bit fogged, though, my sexy mortal. I know you can't see my face in the dark. My face flushed from sex, with strands of my hair stuck to my cheek. I know I'm just a warm, wet, quivering elf woman beneath you in the dark, with full, inviting tits, and a warm, tight pussy, and lips to kiss, and soft, soft skin to touch. But I can see your eyes, you beautiful human. I want to see your face above mine all night. I'd cup your face gently in my hands if I wasn't tied up. But I don't mind being tied up for you. Spread open like a sweet little elf slut for you to taste and enjoy and fuck. Breathe in the scent, my lover. Now the room of forbidden lore smells like books and like fuck. I fucking love how we smell. With these glasses, I could read the titles on the spines. We could still find your book if you tell me which one. Or we could find it in the morning. The library's closed. It's all ours tonight. For hours and hours. And you have me naked except for my high heels and my skirt hiked up around my waist. Naked and fucked full of tentacles. And we're surrounded by books of the most erotic, wild sex magic ever written. So, if you don't have to be anywhere tonight, we could probably try out a lot of the other spells before dawn. If you want to. I think our coffee date is pretty much shot, but if you don't mind spending the night in the arms of a bosomy, nerdy, wet librarian elf girl, we could just stay right here. Right here. I promise I will be so hot for you. All night long. Oh, yes. Caress my tits. Ah, this will be our special night. Alone together in the dark. Surrounded by thousands of books. Our bodies intertwined. Soaked in sweat. Hot as fuck. With or without tentacles. You can magic those tentacles off of me. Or you can see how many I can take. I feel wild and free tonight. Like I could do anything. Like my hot cunt could power the sun. All that heat. All that fire. It's all for you, my lover. This voluptuous body is all for you. Tonight, I'm yours. Tell me what you desire, my lover. I will give you every pleasure tonight, you beautiful human. I want to be everything for you tonight. Oh, kiss me again. Kiss your tied-up, well-fucked elf girl. Kiss me. Kiss me. You are so fucking hot. Kiss me. Fuck me.
This audio recording is the property of Kit Nevada.
All rights reserved. Please don't publish it anywhere without my express permission.